Chof Aleph Amalaf. Tana Rabbanan, the second wide line. Ovel Gimel Yom Rishonim also in the Tefillin. That is a separate Easter of Tefillin. We understand that Tefillin is not one of the regular dinim of Shiva. If you ask the question, if it's one of the regular Shiva, how come it's not found in the Brisa here in the same Daf? Tana Rabbanan. Ovel also this. So Tosis talks about it over here. Tosis says, whatever was not noig for all 7 days is not found in this brisa. So tefillin is not noig for all 7 days. That's why it's not found in the brisa. So it's a halacha. It's a regular thing. The Rambam quotes in the Chos Ovel. The Rebbe always taught us when the Rambam quotes something, that's how we know what kind of din it is. And the Ramban said the same thing. As the Ramban, we spoke about it at great length a long time ago. The page number again, just to refresh your memories. Page Resh Yud Beis in our print. The Ramban talks about Ikir Avelis Ben HaTorah is what? Idunim, Rechitz, Sasicha, Tashvash, Utfilin, Shem Peher. What's the din of Avelis? You see that in the Rambam. You see that in the Ramban. And that presumably is why it would not be found in the amongst the rice, but it doesn't apply to all 7 days. However, the Ritva in Masechet Sukkah, I'll show you what it says there. Seems to have a different approach. What does that mean? So he explains a little bit further. Oval pot not filling, the end might cut. Goofed oval osla near filling. Right? Also, I mean, it'll cool ya wasiri. For cooler chadi, and the rab la oma la petura, the cave and the potter, osuhu, bahem, mishum, kiddushasa. The kiddush of the filling is so high that some of the novellas shouldn't be wearing the filling. Whoa. So now we're suggesting that the reason why an Abel can't wear tefillin is why Den Hilchos tefillin, not a Den Hilchos Avelis. Wow. Or maybe, as we should say, it's both. So in the footnotes of the Ritva over there, he quotes a Stira in Rashi, and that's how he resolves it. I'll read you the two Rashis. Rashi and Sukkot of Chafei. I'm an Aleph. Rashi says, "Shenema ben peer, kidele kamon, ba'ovel lav bar peeru, ukshem ispoer, mara bi'atzmo she'eno ovel." Klara, then in Avelis. If you look in the Musaf Rashi, quote a Rashi from Brachos Yud Aleph from an Aleph. Shnei Men Pe'er. The Kevan, the Bo Pe'er, the Ovel, the Golel, the Tzaro, the Ofer, and the Pe'er. Sounds from this Rashi that then the Tefillin. It's not appropriate for someone who was this Golel, the Ofer, Karno, to have Tefillin on him. So the footnote on the Ritva there says, yeah, apparently we quote the Rashi, the two didn't. No Stira. They're both true. They're both true. There is a problem in Ilchus Avelus, and it's a problem in Nuchas Tefillin as well. Okay? Now let's just open the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Avelus and see what it says. Shin, Pei, Ches, Siv, Aleph. Shin Pei Chesif Alek reads as follows: Ovel Os Laniach Tefillin B'Yom Rishon Rachanei Tzachama Yom Sheni Mutal Lanicham. We spoke about this on, we had a chance to talk about this on Thursday, the precise parameters of when it ends. Okay, but this I had a reference to the Maritats, but we didn't have a chance even to look at it. Let's take a look at the Dog of the Revolver. V'Yisi B'Maritats V'Chidush V'Ezer Neshech. Because of Dafka Ebu Yom Miso Kvura, Avlemes Biyom Vinikba Balaila, Chaya Banachos Tfilin, Barayosa Vatama Vishub, then Avelos Yom Rishon, Doraisa, Rakim Yom Miso Kvura, Bahadodi, Aincha, Uva Emes, Shekain Mavua, Bachumas Arajba, Shen Avelos Yom Rishon Minatora, Fila Lahani de Sarvish Yom Rishon Doraisa, Elekin Yom Miso Kvura, Bahadodi, Aval Chadish Bishul Zed, Shemutta Banachas Tfilin Yom Kvura Shein Yom Misa Ein Yom Mukhrach Hagam Sharaj because of Shem Hashem Arif Shein Yom Rishon Docha Yom Tum Sheini Yom Yom Misa Kvi Yom Kvura Yom Kein Ika Lemei Maka Vachomer Shle Yitche Mitzvah Tfilin. We spoke about this a while ago, that if you knock out Yom Tum Sheini, if it's available to Raisa Avalem Mesir Adako Shafilu Yom Kvura Lechud Osim Tfilin. There is Gam Yom Shmua Krova, Eina Min HaTorah Kvo Yom Kvura, Kemavua B'Ramba, in Hilchos Bias Migdash, Kemavua B'Divi Ramban, where he says the quotes in the Siman Tav Beis, Nechronu quoted over here, Shigam Yom Shmua Krova, Oslan Diach Tvilin, from Cain, Kavachome B'Yom Kvura. So he says the Maritats is incorrect. It's incorrect. When he's referring to the Ramban, it's the Ramban on page Reish Lamed Zayin, that Shmua Rechoka, you're not Cholitz Tefillin, so Shmua Krova, you are. Let's take a look at Siman Tov Beis. The Rambam said Tov Beis, the Taz of God Nalaf as well. Tov Beis. Dine Shmua Krova Rechoka. Shmua Krova, you have to keep all the dinim of Shiva. Klolo Shaldava, Yom Shuaso Akrova, Kiyom Akvura. To the Taz, Vuva Beis Yosef, Simetzev Shem Ramban, Yom Shmua Krova, Lo Yaniach Tfilin, Kemo Biyom Akvura. No. So Chamafurisha Beis Yosef against the Maritats. No. All the Maritats do, we're going against the Ramban. That's not such a good thing against the Ramban. So maybe he'll answer as follows. We already spent time trying to prove, despite the Ramban's spirited defense of the Gaonim Shita, that Avelus HaMishin is the Raisa, his personal view was that Avelus HaMishin is the Rabbanon. Okay? Avelus HaMishin is the Rabbanon, then it makes perfect sense to say what he says. No difference to Yom Misa Kvura, not Yom Misa Kvura. They're both the Rabbanon. So apparently, you would say that the Ein Shmua Krova, even though it's the Rabbanon, so you can't wear tefillin. Look, the Ramban himself always, even Yom Misa Kvura, is also the Rabbanon. And the Ramaritats only said his vart according to the Shita which maintains Averas HaMishin is Doraisa. That's only Yom Misa Kvura. That's where the distinction should be drawn between Yom Misa Kvura and Yom Kvura, which is Eino Yom Misa. That what one might say. Okay, fine. That's a simple answer. The simple answer is correct. Halacha lemaisa is for Ashkenazim. We paskin that Avelus is the Rabbanon. So there should be no distinction whatsoever. We should reject the Maritats. Which I think is true. I think we should paskin halacha against the Maritats. Ovel and Yom Rishon, which is Kvur, not Yom Misa, should not wear tefillin. One could suggest, however, that the Ramban also holds from Tzvei Dinim. We said before that Rashi holds from Tzvei Dinim, and now we're going to suggest that the Ramban holds from Tzvei Dinim. We'll see later maybe in the Rambam. So this is a big Tzvei Dinim day. the two dinim in tefillin. One mitzvah avelas and mitzvah tefillin. Let's take a look at the Ramban in page Kuf Pei Ches. Two. Hanochas tefillin keitza. The Ramban writes as follows. Ramban writes. No one has to be very careful not to be a seer das. And he goes on and says, the last words in this section on tefillin, What does that mean? The special din sounds like then in the tefillin. Tefillin is not appropriate to be put on. Shas pri and shas hespin supposed to be should be nesiach das. That being the case, we can suggest that the yom kavura, the yom of shmura kurova, the yom of shmura kurova has a greater degree of avelus. Perspective of Shas Pri and Shas Hesped than a Yom Kvura, which is not the Yom Misa. We spoke about this, if you recall, last week. The question of whether the Shas Chimam or no Shas Chimam, Shas Shmua Krov. So if we're suggesting now, Pshat and the Ramban will say that there's no tefillin at the time of a Shmua Krov because of the Pri and Hesped Shabbat, which is very intense. More intense, if you will, then the second day after the Ptira, despite the fact that it's a Yom HaKvur. Possible. The problem's going to become, what are you doing, Shmur Rechoko? No use of tefillin. You're going to have to say that Shmur Rechoko, when you don't take off your tefillin, you heard he died such a long time ago, so there's not so much Pri. That was what I think Rav Shech, the Shlita, has suggested. We spoke about that last time. Perhaps. Or, we can suggest as follows. B'chi does not come in one split second. B'chi is a cumulative reality. Person hears a piece of bad news. Here's the first response, probably shock. And then as the bad news wears in, and he is keeping the laws of Avelis, he's sitting on the floor and all the other manifestations of Avelis, he starts to cry more and more. But it comes to Shmur Rechoka, since we know he does this, keeps it for 1 hour and that's all. That's it. It's really a minute. Just Mara has the case, you know, following into the shower, you know, take off my shoes. So there's not enough time for the emotional reaction to develop to reach a level of chi and hespid, which would warrant the removal of the tefillin. Perhaps that's shot as well. Perhaps. That's what I was thinking. And then, after saying all this, I found a sefer called the Emek Bruch. Yeah, I'm sorry.
If someone wanted to keep the Shmur Rechoka all day, they could. Kaseyum Kekula only means they're allowed.
Correct. Correct. Could do a lot of things, but
also why does that mean that they should be? So why should they be
fired? That's exactly the point. Let me get to the Sefer Emek Bruch. Beautiful Sefer Emek Bruch. Okay. Quotes. Then you're there, tough base. Love is. You can look it up yourself if you're in tough base. You'll see it. Person is wearing, as we start this piece off, it's page Kuf Mem Gimel, the top piece in this beautiful sefer. Someone is with Siv Beis at the end. Her love is tefillin, ain't on tzarach l'chaltza. No need to take it off. Says the Emek Bruch. Nira, hainim aklas din avel tzu, ain't on tzarach l'chaltza tefillin. Ava mikom akom, Sorach lachel sosan nachmas hesach adas shapirov mishabola shmur afila rechoka Kevin Shabba Pisov Nasavutu the Mavubo, the Yashlo the Chavin Datum Apasar, will be Siyah Datum and Atvilin. It's exactly your word. If you're gonna conduct yourself in that fashion, and you are Messiah, you have to take it off. Exactly what you said. He said, you know, how long keep it off? It depends on how long is, you know. What is it? He says as follows. Al pi rov, Misha Bala Shmura Fila Rechoka comes. What do you mean Al pi rov? There has to be someone who disagrees with Rab Chia. Rab Chia didn't take off his film. That was the Ramban said, right? The Ramban again said, one more time, just to refresh your memories. The Ramban is on page Reish Lamed Zayin. In his Shmua, Shvchein Nira Shir Rab Chia Lovish Tfilin B'Shat Shmua Zu, Shloya Darka Shal Osa Tzadik, Lelech Below Tfilin, Afa Pikein, Locholat Tfilov Klau. The Shulchan Aruch says. So the Emek Brach is correct that for the mere mortals who have Bilbul Adas, you must take it off. We didn't fill it. But people like Abchiyo, Malachi, Malachi Elyon, they were able to overcome it. They did not take off the Tfilin. That's why he says, Al Pi Rov, in the same Sefer Emek Brach. Okay? Fine. One could say, after you keep it 1 hour of Avelis and you get to calm down, even if the Emek Brach, you got to put the tefillin on again, as opposed to Shavuot Krov, where you keep Avelis the entire day, you're not so calm down yet, you're also the tefillin all day, even if the Maritats, as we had suggested earlier. But before we close and say the Emek Brach, we have to see one more thing. This is on page Kuf Mem Gimel. Let's go back to page Kuf Lamed Ches. Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. We know that the Gemara says in the Sechta Brachas that Ovel is Potter Mishemez an Oni rather Potter Mekrishma Tfilo Tfilin Chometz and Mors Patoru. Okay, so Yerushalmi asks Sakasha. Yerushalmi asks Sakasha. What do you mean, tefillin? Tefillin your potter anyway, because of Hilchos Avelus. An Ovel is chayav in Krishma and Tefillah and Chometz and Torah. Only special unique tour when it comes to what? When it comes to. We read it from Bifnim. This is the beginning of his piece on page Kuflam and Ches, it's called Oshei. Yushalmi Paragimalach and Brachas. Im. You know what? Let's take a look, since we have. Let's see the Yerushalmi on the screen. We can get Yerushalmi, can't we? Mm-hmm. Let's get Yerushalmi. I want you to be able to see it. Shami and Moed Kut, my mistake. I love Shami and Brachas. Moed Kut. Whoa, they don't divide it. Find the Mishnah as quoted from Brachas, be helpful. This is a discussion here of this topic. Says a quote the Mishnah in Brachas. Yerushalmi asks, "In biyom sheni ava potter mitzvilin, sorcha meimar bishemesa mutal lefonov." Sorcha, Tzadi Vav Reish Chav Hei, it's spelled. That's what we just saw in Babli. So why is it? They don't quote the whole Mishnah. I guess someone's supposed to know the Mishnah. Obviously, Patam and Atfilin. Even Yom Sheni. So why Patam and Taraninus? Patam and Tamavelus. So was my answer? You're right. Gemara doesn't answer the question. What was my answer? I'll begin the Tanado. It's nice Kriyishma. It's part of the group. Kriyishma, Tfilas, Mitzvahs. It goes together with Tfilin. Agav Acharina. In fact, there the Emek Bracha, the Koshali, Lamele Meshana Yerushalmi, Nafkamina Tuvul Adina, but the Katani the Potter Mitzvilim Mitamaninus, in Haruge Bezdin. At the very beginning of this man, Lohayim is Avnam Alein Ela Onenin. The Mitam Avelus Lekal the Poetrim Ela Mitam Aninus Hu the Pturim. Umashud Al Krovim Hoyam Mutal the Korvim Below the Bezdin. So the truth of Moshe Kamesim before Shiramba have to make the Orim Vatachrichim. That's the kasha which the Emek Bracha asks. A kasha against the Yerushalmi. Why did it give that Nafkamina? Good question. Okay, that's his question. I have another question. I have a different question. This Yerushalmi seems to say Befurish that the laws of Avelus apply during Aninus. We spent a lot of time discussing this question, and both the Rambam and the Rosh, coming from different angles, say this is not true. Do you mean to tell me that the Rambam and the Rosh are against enough in the Yerushalmi? Remember the Rambam said, no avails for kafur, and the Rosh is the same thing. So what are you comparing the second avails to before the kafur? So one could say, the Bab is against Yerushalmi. Okay, it wouldn't be the first time. We'd make a different suggestion. Isa Tfilin is beside Kedusha Satfilin. Regular them avails apply only when after the Kura. But here we're discussing the perspective of Kedusha Satfilin. If that's the case, the Rambam will also have to concede as an Indian of Kedusha Satfilin, even though he quotes it in the Chosovim. But over here, since he's discussing it before the Kura, we have to be sad Kedusha Satfilin, Rabosai. This would help explain what we spoke about a tiny bit on Thursday. What if on the shear of 2 days? 1 day we understand. 3 days we understand. But the Gemara is talking about 2 days. No, I don't go through the whole sugi again. 2 days. Where's 2 days? In Hilchos Avelus, there's no such distinction. We don't find that 2 days is more common. Where's 2 days? Perhaps we can suggest that Kedusha is tefillin. It says, Vayitmi Yomei Bechi Eva Moshe. There's more Bechi Marirus in the first 2 days. Even if Avel is not Afkamina in between in two, it's either one or three. Nonetheless, in Hilchos Kedushas Tefillin, it's relevant. And the Yerushalmi has the Kasha from Yom Sheni. That's fitting nicely. Why do they call Yom Sheni Dafka? Because Yom Sheni indicates that the Din of Kedushas Tefillin. Otherwise, we don't find Yom Sheni anywhere. So if Yom Sheni has a special Din of Kedushas Tefillin because of the Marirus, Kal v'chomer, Misha Mesa Mutal Lefana. But Taka, others in my verse would not apply. Suggesting, yes?
The Bavli said, how can you say we pass in 2 days? Don't we pass in the Tanakh of the Mishnah of regular going about all veils? It was 3 days. Where's the mitzvah shine? But that there's another opinion that we that Iker of veils is 2 days. The Gemara compared the two.
Right. True, but we don't find anywhere. Generally, we don't find 2 days in the Kazakh.
The Gemara is basically saying there is that Shita. So we're going to hold up that Shita.
Again, but we don't find a Shita anywhere else, to my knowledge, that 2 days should be a measure in the Kazakh. I'm suggesting that they didn't know in the Kedusha's Tefillin. That's exactly why the Yerushalmi quoted that second day. And that's why the Yerushalmi extended it to Mason with Lufana. Even quoted the Rambam and the Rush. That say there's no avedus at all before the kavur. Not doing hikos avedus, doing hikos tefillin. It's a suggestion. My nafkamin, alok alamaisa nafkamin. Watch this. What about chalamoyed? Chalamoyed. The Mishnah, I'll show you. You don't have Mishnah Berurah. I'll show you on the screen. The Mishnah Berurah talks about this halacha lemaisa shah. This is really lemaisa. It can happen any time. The malach always doesn't take vacation with chalamoyed. Alright? Build this tefillin. Similar press. Okay. Watch this. Aval amez anikah b'chalamoyed meniach tefillin bein b'chalamoyed. Says he. Why? The Navelis, Navelis Chalamoy, says the Pre Mishnah Berurah, Pre Megadim, Befakbek was there. The Mikom Kom Yomaru Lo Yomarishin. And he shouldn't make a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah throws in anyway. We don't make a bracha until the Chalamoy, most people. Some people put it in the middle, it's not going to get to that. You see, this seems to be a shadow. That's exactly what they're fighting about. The Navelis within an instrument. Ad Karabos, part one of today's shiur. We finish up Tfilin. Now, as I told you, we're going to go to the last Marambokam that you have in front of you, that I gave out, which is what's called Sheila Shalom. Okay? So, Rav Osai, after this, I'm asking you, this is the last one I do. So, I'm not giving up that you were sent out Marambokamas from a previous Madur. Right? Everyone has it on their emails. So, the next topic, hopefully, we'll do tomorrow after start. I want to reschedule the next 2 days. You understand that? Tomorrow I want to start exactly an hour earlier, 12:25 to 1:25. After the minchah, so I have to go somewhere. And Tuesday, 9 a.m. Okay? And then hopefully Wednesday and Thursday we'll go back to regular schedules. Okay? So, Shela Shalom is having this one. The other ones take up from the old Rambam comments. And the first topic I want to discuss after this is Simcha. Very important. I'll go to a simcha, go to a wedding, go to a mitzvah. That's the biggest shahs that Rabbanim get all the time, is about whether they'll go to a particular simchas. That's another major discussion. But let's first discuss Sheila Shalom. We'll hopefully discuss the simcha tomorrow. Okay, so Sheila Shalom, we start with a, and I'm just going to make my comments over here, with a rush in Tainus. Let's put it on the screen. We spoke about this a few times. The Tisha B'Av has something of avelus, but only the los aseis, not the aseis. When we stop the chaya b'tfilin, see, this is a continuation of the tefillin topic. It's connected. It's the reason, a method to my madness, that we're starting over here, because we're linking the tefillin to the Sheila Shalom. When we stop the chaya b'tfilin, afal gav di mitzvah los aseis, came in the Oval Gufe, lo mitzvah, elabiyom rishin, for lo chomer tishabav, Mishiva simei avelus. Ubrais the mitzvah tanochas be'avol kol shiva katan. Uperushim afarshu rechitza sicha yonasas tadal tashamit because b'torah. Teda, the mutter basias malacha b'makom shenagul. The avelus namik shenol mayochal os lachas shloshim b'sinimasoch beso. Rabbos, I take a look. There are many distinctions. This is what I was corrected on Thursday between the first 3 days and the remaining days. We find a whole series of distinctions. Take a look on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Rabbosai, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. If you don't mind. Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Top of the page. Top line. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan. Avil Gimel Yomim Arishonim Asur Malacha. Okay? So we see a distinction between the first 3 days and the remaining days. Okay? That's why Malacha is in certain situations is Mutter and Tisha B'Av, but Mashanagel, because it's not a Shiva Dikadin. We're not done yet. Watch this. Keep going. V'chein b'sheil ha-shalom. Rabbosai, here's, you know, this text is so important. V'chein b'sheil ha-shalom. Meshiv. Meshiv. Shekein b'avelus li'achas shlosh yomim. Meshiv shalom l'chol odom. What a remarkable thing. Remarkable thing. Sheil ha-shalom, Rabbosai, take a look over here. Chof aleph min beis. Again, this whole daf is about the 3 days and beyond the 3 days. Tana Rabbanan. Okay, let's see about the eighth line. Avo gimiyam rishonim osu b'sheil ha-shalom. Mishlosha v'atshiva meshiv v'yein ha-shoel. Okay, fine. Fine. That is the critical question. Since we find that there's only certain things that are only osu for 3 days, we do not extend it to Tisha B'Av. So as the Rosh over here, he said it with respect to Malacha, he said it with respect to Sheil HaShalom. Everyone follow me so far? Mm-hmm. Let's go further than that. Rabbeinu Meir Kosav, Arami Wittenberg, V'nireh, Dibbe Tisha B'Av, Ein L'haniach Tfilin. Whoa! You hear what's going on? No Tfilin on Tisha B'Av at all. Now, one of the sources is a Tosefta. Watch here. Tosefta. It's in Tainus Paragimel. And it's very important to see every word over here. Ein Shelas Sholem Lechaverim B'Tishabov. Aval Meshivin Es Ahadiotos B'Safa Rafa. Of course, you shall me. Ein Sholem Meshlom Chaverim B'Tishabov. Aval Meshivin Es Ahadiotos B'Safa Rafa. You see, it's only a chumrah for chaverim, because sheil ha-shalom should be mutter, the same as malacha. You know, the Gemara has the Masechta Tainus, quite a remarkable comparison. You see over here that sheil ha-shalom is mutter for the hamon am, only mutter for chaverim. What's chaverim mean? Presumably, talmid chachamim. Okay, what does the Gemara say? It's not a link. Okay. Back to the Gemara. We have to the Gemara. What about Malacha? So he said before the Rosh, it's Mutter. Yeah? Malacha b'shenogu las Malacha b'tishu b'osin. And what else? U'v'kom Malacha tamidei chachamim b'telim. It's a l'shitaso, right? The same way as Tamid Chama Makman on Sheil HaShalom. even though there's a distinction between day three, the fourth, first three, the second, the last four, so too by Malacha. Those are the Rosh's two rayas. Oh. Now Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Right? We're both saying we're holding, we read a bench. Did you bench Shchodesh Tammuz in the shul yesterday? We're already talking about, you know, Nebuch, we're starting about the 3 weeks. Not to think about Tisha B'Av. So let's take a look at the Tisha B'Av and see what it says. A compromise view. All compromise are hard to understand. The Mechaber Tov Kuf Nun Dalet. Malcolm Shinoh Las Malcolm Tisra Ros. Lola Senos. Malcolm Batel. Fine. Fine. Lunagu be'isa malacha ki im ad chatzos. What's this? Reform Judaism? It's machlekes, isa malacha. We'll split the difference. Till chatzos. Seems to me that we treat the first half of Tisha B'Av, that we're careful of all these three Avelos, even Avelos, which is limited to the first day. How so? Noah Gish, Lonech, Tzvim, Tisha B'Av, Shachris, the same connection. So before Tamid Chachamim, I'm Makbid on Shel Hashalom, and I'm Malacha, and Tefillin is the Rosh put all three together. The Rosh did it to be Mechayev and Tefillin, because there is no limitation on the Yisrael Shel Hashalom and Malacha the last 4 days, and on Tefillin the last 6 days. That's why they don't apply to Tisha B'Av. Now the Pshar of Chatzos, you don't do Malacha till Chatzos. You know what's filled with chatzos? Apparently, we give the morning of Tisha B'Av the stringent din of the Yom Rishon Shel Avelos. Not only that, was, yes.
Malacha is also for all Shabbat.
Sorry?
Malacha is also for all Shabbat.
But there are leniencies we just saw on the Chafa. Almo Gimli Mashon and Osim and Malacha. Right?
Mikam
Elech, Osim and Tzinim
and Tov Besim. But the Shulchan Aruch has in the Ramban, it applies only someone doesn't have anything to eat. So here the Ramban is saying for everybody.
Okay, you're right. But the mere fact that there are distinctions between the first three and the last four is enough to indicate to the Rosh we can be making the Tisha B'Av. You are correct. I'm not
the
saying you're wrong.
The Rosh is,
you're not wrong, but that's not going to tough Kuf Nun Tes. We'll see something very similar. Again, Leil Tisha B'Yomo Yoshim Beis HaKnesses L'Oretz Atfilas Mincha. Okay, that means until Chatzos. You can't have Mincha before Chatzos. Everyone knows that. After Chatzos, we treat Tisha B'Av as the last days of the Shiva. Okay, and therefore it's Mutar B'Malacha, it's Mutar B'Tfilin, and it's Mutar sit in a regular chair. This being the case, one could argue that Shel Hashalom should be also more lenient after Chatzos. I haven't found it explicitly, but that's what should emerge. Okay. This is so far based upon the Rosh. But it's also a Ramban.
Shiva, it's also to be Shalom Shalom all Shiva, it's just Meshit. But
right,
if everybody is available, then there's no Meshit.
Oh, patience. So patience. We'll try to get to it soon. Now, there's one more serious violation that is applies to both Tisha B'Av and Shiva, and that's learning Torah. That's the Mefurash Gemara, Bonsai. Where we taught about Talmud Torah. Gentlemen, where's Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah too in this context. Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Fine. So you can't learn. Can you learn anything? Anything? Says Tosis. Also look at the Torah. Shows of many Yitzchak, the Kaini, Kostak, Kira, many Yaakov, I also be my Evlo, the Eo, the Kinas, the Vitrom, the Ramash, the Yirmiya. We the low, Tony, the Mishmait, the Kwab, the Tishaba, should he tie us up Lamed? Tiny, Sand of Lamed, we were there before. Say over here. Also, it was taught of him Ksuvim. Mishnah Dunanun. Abel Kori, Bamak Shen Roga Likos, Shem Amen Mishnishnos, Kori Bikinos, Be'io, Bedram Ravashim, Be'irmia. Okay? Doesn't say it over here in Mesech the Boy Kotten, and Afkha Fala from Manal. So I mean, the time initially was Machmer, and then he backed out. He basically, he was making. Because he was Shalmi. That Avol Shana b'Malkam Shana Rogel Mash Shana b'Kwam B'Tishra. It says Tainus Ena Malkam Ena Rogel. Okay, Avol Tishra Shavin. That's what he says. The Maskana. And he says, "Oh, I the re acid it." It says in Avtetzvav, "Asa b'Divrei Torah Shnei Mehayonik Do U'Mash Hakol." No right. It says in Tainus, Avlamin, Pekuri Hashem Yishar Mesamchei Leif. Okay, Adkan. So this is the Machloikas, we paskin that Oval Tishav are in fact Shavin. But it's a Machloikas. It's a Machloikas. And the Ramban has the following line. I'll read it to you because it's hard for you to get this on the screen. It's deep into. Says page Kuf Pei Aleph. You can look it up later. Avela says also. That's what the Re said. Why? And he explains something very interesting. Why? He says. He says. One second, please. He says Shma Mina that Avela is more chomer than Tisha B'Av. And where's the comparison? Interesting comparison. What's the comparison? Top line. Kishem shu chomer mimenu in kfiyas hamita v'ativas harosh v'asiyas malocha. What's the Ramban talking about? Apparently the Ramban is saying it too didn't when it comes to avails. Isa Tama Tarmashim Simcha, the Tikuri Hashem Misharim, Vesam Chelev, and Shtika, Hey Onek Dom. We just saw the two in Tosis over here, and we just read the Tosis. Tosis makes a distinction between these two, Rabosai. It's very important to understand this distinction, that they're Tzvei Dinin. Okay? Let's go further with the Rabban. Tishba Rabosai. What exists? We're suggesting that Heonek Dom, Rabosai, is a kiyum. Not an easter to talk. It's a kiyum to be quiet. So to learn Dvarim Aroim, which have no simcha, is mutter and Tisha B'Av. It's only one day in Tisha B'Av. We just, Rabosai, turn again to the Tosis. Just saw it. I'm called Falaf from now. But Tosu was discussing the possibility. Also, we debate Torah here on it. Don't mashma hakol. Yeah, the Ramban says hakol. What's the love that's behind it? So why isn't it applied to Tisha B'Av? So I'm suggesting that the love that's behind it is that this dome, this shtika, is a kiyum, not an Easter, a kiyum. And if it's a kiyum, that's exactly what the Ramban compared it to kfiya samita. And Ativa Sarosh. And Kiyumim do not apply to Tishma, as we saw a few times already. You saw it in the rush again a few minutes ago. That's why on Tishma it's permissible Lodvam Aroim don't need for Kiyum of a Anik. No. And an Avel is proper. Can't learn even Dvorim Aroim. I see as Malacha. I read the Ramban, he throws that into good measure. So maybe he means as follows. It can't be an absolute Isser. Because it's Mutter and Tishva. And after three days, there are certain leniencies. Pshat is that if you're doing Malacha Rabosai, it's going to be Messiah Das Miravelus. And therefore, the only one makhlid by Avelus Chadosha, not by Avelus Yeshana, when she wants to give us Mem Gimel, is more lenient. That's why he throws in Malacha into the mix. This being the case, we have a different suggestion as to why it's mutter to learn Dvorim Haroim at Tisha B'Av. Because in Avelus, they ask you to learn because of Hesed Hadas from Avelus. But in Tisha B'Av, there is no Yisra of Hesed Hadas. V'o Araya, you'll have to do Malacha. So Dvorim Haroim, you learn Eov. I learn Yirmiyo. It takes the person away from his private Avelus. Hesed Hadas. That's why it would be prohibitive. Shem Hesed, not what the Pshat said before about the Kiyum. Different word. Hesed Hadas, also for another. But Tisha B'Av is mutter, because it's not Mesamech. The only reason we see Hesed Hadas is you see from Malach. Or, again, it's not Hesed Hadas from Tisha B'Av. As my Rebbe taught us, and we say at camp every year, Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a day of Avelus for all the tragedies. All the tragedies. So whatever you're learning, any sad thing can't be as a chadas. It's all included in sadness. But a personal avelus will be considered to be has a chadas. Now, Rabbosai, take a look for a moment to the Rosh here in Moed Katan, please, in Paragimel. Again, it happens to be Simon Lamed Zayin. We have Lamed Zayin in Tainus. We have Lamed Zayin in Moed Katan in the Rosh. Please turn. Lamed Zayin. Take a look. If you have my print, it's at the end of the column 1 on page Chav Dalet. You have a different print. You find it by... I want to show it to you. I have a little base here of the Hagos HaGrip, if you have that. The liquids per Torah gabei Tisha B'Av Arminan Ovel Korah b'mokashen rogel liquids shon b'mokashen rogel lishnos the Korah b'iyo v'vroma rov shem b'yirviyo v'chei nogu sh'ovel Korah b'meseches mo'y kot u'mihilkos avelus u'vol rabosi mashma the osur he came in the liquids avelus tani osur tamut chokham shem b'y slomeis born v'yosh in the fun of anosin v'nosin in the fun of liquids avelus v'yim tov v'shivim b'sofa rofa. When a shawl, if he wrote to the Dabai de Atzma, if he wrote to the Dabai de Yoda, yes, no, no. The Beino, Vein Atzma, Mutul Lashanos, Hichos Havelis, Avok Shacherim, Boim, Lisa, Velita, Velifonov, he could pierce with Tvei, the Yosef. That Rabbi Tzrichalo, otherwise he could dash all day, as we saw the Gemara. Interesting. Apparently, it means that Hesra Das would be permissible. That's Fakir, you think about your Havelis. But it's a lack of Heonic Dome. That's why they call the one opinion. We say it should not be done. Oh, now Rabosai, let's go back to some of the protein that Ike was asking about before. Chof Aleph Amud Amud Beis rather about what the specifics are. Tana Rabbanan again. Rabosai, ever look inside. Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Eighth line. Ovel give me a marishonim. Osud b'sheila shalom. Mishloshev at shiva meishiv v'en hashom. The kan ve'elich shol u'meishiv kedarko. Okay, Rabosai, what happens if someone asks shol b'shalom of an oven? What's his response? So it says over here that what does it say? From day 3 to day 7, meishiv. And what happened is someone before day 3 is Shalom Shlomo. What happens then? Mm-hmm. What happens then? I'm going to read you from the Lashon of the Ramban. Again, you can look it up later on page Kuf Pei Beis. Kuf Pei Beis. Within 3 days, what is the Avos response? So he says, look in the Gemara. The Gemara later on. The same daf. Gemara says as follows. Begimel at Zion, after discussing the question of quoting Rabbi, halfway down. Begimel at Zion, Meshiv Ve'ena Shol, Bikavel Shol Meshiv Kedaka, Ureminu, Hamotes Chavero Ovo Batov Shloshim Yom, Bedabram Tanchum Ve'ena Shol Vishlomo, Liacha Shloshim Yom, Shol Vishlomo, Ve'edabim Al Tanchumin. Meisa Yishtovenosa Yisha Acheres, Ve'ena Mashal Gons the Basil Dabrim Al Tanchumin. What's all Beshuk? Omla Mustafa Rafa for COVID Rosh. So you see there are Surah beyond. Omrabi Barabi, who show Bishlom Acherim? Shacherim Shurim Bisholom. Acherim Ein Sholom Bishlomo, Shahu Ein Oshor Bisholom. I will be the Kotani Meshiv, Michlal de Shalin and Lev. And says the Gemara, the Lo Yadi. What do you mean, the Lo Yadi? What did they not know? What does it mean, the lo yadi? Huh? What? Huh?
They didn't realize.
No. Oh, there's another. Okay. Ihachi. There's little two texts over here. I have the text over here. Ihachi. The difference on the side it says, but lo yadi. Yachi Shlosh Yomer Rishonim. Nami? They don't know. Hosam Modaluhu Bolo Mahadaluhu. Hocha Lo Tzorach Lo Deinu. What does that mean? But what do the words mean? What do the words of the Gemara mean? It's not completely clear what the words of the Gemara mean. So let's see what the Ramban says, then we'll come back to the Gemara in a minute. The Ramban says, and he's telling me what Pshat in the Gemara. Maskana. Shloshim Rishonim Eino Shol. Vim Sholo Acher B'Shlomo Modi Alehem Shehu Osu Lahoshiv. In other words, they knew he was an Avelis. They didn't know Hilchos Avelis. They're not supposed to ask B'Shlomo. So what did he tell them? He tells them, sorry, I can't respond. Mishlol Shavat Shiva, Ein Lashol, Mishlolu, Meshavlem Shalom. Okay. This is the, yeah. But then he says, Mishiva to Shloshim, then what? Who shall Shlomachem, Shachem Shim Mishlolu, Avchem Ein Lashol, Mishlomo, Ein Lashol, Mishlolu, V'yein Tzorach Lo Meir Tzoraban, Shim Sholem Shlomo Meshiv Kedako, Beno Tzorach Lehodia Mal Shehu Ovel. That sounds like he's saying they don't know he was an Avelis. What didn't they know? They didn't know he was an Avelis, or didn't know that it's an Easter Avelis. So apparently, didn't know about the Avelis at all. But the Ramban initially seemed like he said they knew about the Avelis, then talk about the Halacha. It's unclear. Unclear. Not completely clear. Let's see the Shulchan Aruch. We're getting to the bottom line. Rabbi Osai Shulchan Aruch. Shin Pei Hei. Shin Pei Hei. Sif Aleph. First 3 days, you don't ask Shalom. Achem lo yodu shu ovel, the famous. Then it was an ovel. Vishalom vishlomo, lo yoshalem, al yodiem shu ovel. Just tell them an ovel. Maybe that's what the Ramban means. the Lashon Rabban was a little bit maybe misleading. But Rabban said in the Lashon, "Im sholachem shlomo modi alehem shu also lahashiv." I thought it meant they knew it was a novel. This didn't know it was also lahashiv. No, maybe it means what it says in Shulchan Aruch. They didn't know it was a novel, so they didn't know it was also lahashiv. Now it says I'm a novel, and that's all. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, this is the Shulchan Aruch says. Fine. From Gimel at Zion. So then you're going to answer. And what will happen if they knew you were a novel and they'll show up a shlomo anyway in the first 3 days? The impression conveyed by the Shulchan Aruch, you don't answer them. Only answer if they knew you were a novel. Not completely clear. So let's take a look. If you have, and the Anamah Shulchan Aruch you have in your Shulchan Aruch, on the back, you have the Imre Baruch. Who has an Imre Baruch in the back? Anybody have it?
Yeah.
Where is it? Where, how come I can't find it in? Where do you find it? Where after what?
After the
Golden Rehovot. It's not on the page, in the back.
No.
In the back. Okay, I'm looking at the back of mine. Got the Svarim in the back.
I have it after the Bush is strong.
Okay, I'm looking. Imre Baruch, found it. Imre Baruch, thank you. I got some Imre Baruch, there's a lot of things here. Shin Pei Hei. Mavua B'Mordechai. Let's take a look at the Mordechai itself. Tof Tzadi Zayin. They're both saying, please open up. Tof Tzadi Zayin. Take a look together. Ovel, Maskona de Milso. Ovel, Osso, Shlosh, Shel Shom, Shlosh, Shem, Rishonim. Hanemila Lishol, Bishlom, Yochid. Rabbim is different. Fine. Rishlosh, Shabbat, Shiva, Meshul, the She'enam, Yodim, Evlo, Ve'eno, Shoah. You talk about those who do not know that you're in Avelis. So they're. And what if they didn't know? What if they didn't know? Kamelach shol meishel that they adam sheinam yod meshuavil. Shol b'acherim shem shurim b'shalom. I feel the yod meshuavil. Okay. And he says, if someone who knows im shol ain't a meshiv, finish. So let's read back to Imre Baruch. He says, mevu b'mordechai hainam en yadu alehem aveloso v'im yadu lo yashiv them achar zayin. You and Shama look at our Chaim Simitakna Hilchos Tishabov. That's what it says. Wow. What does it say over there in Hilchos Tishabov? Don't we have it on the screen already? What's this? Let's go here and go back one. Ain shele shalom machaver b'tishba. Ve'had yotol she'enem yodim v'nosdim shalom. Meshivim lehem b'safa rafa uve'koved rosh. What do you see? That when there's an iser lehoshev gedarko, you can still answer b'safa rafa. Where does it come from? The Tosefta that we saw before, the Tosefta we saw, Chaverim, B'Sofa Rafa. That's where it comes from. So he applies it to an Ovel as well. He applies it to an Ovel as well. Oh. Question becomes that our Gemara sounds like you don't respond at all. Yes?
Is it possible he just means the din, he writes the Mordechai, and he says, you look what it says in Mordechai, but there are different halachas between Avelos and Mishra.
Okay.
He doesn't say.
Okay, excellent. So, we're out of time. Tomorrow, B'Tashem, at 12:25. We just had I guess we're on some different time zones. So like an hour earlier. Please send the email. We'll start with this topic of Shel Hashem on Avodah Tisha B'Av. And as soon as we finish that, which is the last thing we got on the new Makaris that we gave up for this year, we'll go back to the old Mar Makaris sheets. And we'll start the first time being Simcha. Simcha is a big topic. Besiyata B'Shemayim.